Hey everyone, it's Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Rays video cast. We are only, weeks away from Infocom, and today I'm joined with the Executive Vice President of Peerless AV, Nick Belcour. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, Gary. Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you. I'm excited about the show. I know this is a big show for you every year because it's filled with display, and the hall that you're going to be in, the West Hall at W1725, the big display brands are going to be there. All the big ones are going to be there. And the fact that you mount their products matters. And you have a new version of your seamless kitted universal DVLED mounting system. Version 4?
It is V4, yes.
Yeah. So tell us about it. What's different? What are you excited about? I know that you're excited about this.
We've endeavored to make DVLED easy. That's what everybody's looking for. We had LCD completely mastered, right? That was a solved problem. The industry got it. And they knew that when they wanted to do an LCD video wall, it was one large format display, one DSVW, easy to order, easy to install, and everyone got it. And that's why it proliferated in such high numbers. Direct-view LED has been a little bit different. Because there was a lack of a standard, in particular a VESA standard on the cabinets, the entire industry has sort of struggled to find a way to hit the easy button for people that are looking to do direct view LED deployments. And it's further compounded by the fact that our OEM partners have their own mounting solutions in their one-to-ones.
Yeah.
But people are just not quite sure what direction to take this. Do you use the OEM mount? Do you use an aftermarket mount?
Yeah.
I think we've solved that problem for everybody with the newest iteration of our product, because it is the first truly universal direct view LED solution in existence for all cabinet sizes. And the way that we were able to accomplish that, and what makes this different than its previous iteration, is a patent pending spacer that comes with the standard configurations of the product. But if you're going to order it in a one-to-one configuration, which is going to be stocked at distribution, the patent pending spacer is optional because we don't want that included for people that have already done projects.
Yeah.
Because a big part of the impetus about why we changed this, in addition to the benefit to the customer, is it's massively more green, much, much smaller packaging, fits on a standard pallet. It's much easier to ship. So the carbon footprint of this product is significantly reduced from its predecessors.
So, and you'd only need that spacer when you're doing multiple applications, or what would be the point of the spacer? Like, when do you use it?
So you'll need it for every single install. And again, the reason we don't include it in the one-to-one is because people that are reproducibly ordering the one-to-one from distribution,
they already have it.
What it does, Gary, is it gives you that extraordinarily precise alignment of the horizontals that you need, so that you don't end up with a insufficient amount of adjustment in the mounting system when you get to the top row of cabinets. And so it aligns them absolutely perfectly. And that's the real genius behind the new universal solution, is the patent pending spacer.
Well, you've done some really impressive installs with LED over the years. One of the ones they're going to be able to see by just looking out the window of just about every hotel room is right there on the side of one of the biggest hotels on the strip, and it's very well documented. But you know, LED's finding its way into other places like classrooms and meeting rooms and lobbies and airports, and even where we didn't think we'd see them ever, which is replacing projectors in some cases. It's a technology. I'm curious, y'all kind of have an interesting insight into this, because you can't use these without hanging them, and you're a company that does it. So where do you see, like, what's the growth based on what you're seeing, and where do you see the opportunities for an integrator?
The growth today is, as you said, it's going to be in corporate boardroom. Ironically, we're starting to see massive deployments of that in the CEDIA market, in homes of particular affluence, and it's replacing home theaters as well. But in the what we define as a commercial setting, you're seeing it more and more in schools, more and more in auditoriums and theaters in schools, obviously in gaming. We're seeing it everywhere in transit and transportation. And not to oversimplify your answer, but everywhere where we were seeing LCD video walls before, is now an opportunity
for
DirectView LED. And all of our customers and partners, we're about at the end of the lifespan of those LCD video walls. So you should be doing a mining of the deployments that you did before, and you should be proactively doing outreach to those customers because they need a refresh.
Yeah, upsell them the LED.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes sense. It's interesting too. I've also seen companies like BrightSign and Spinetics with their multi-output digital signage players are making like little mini video wall content servers as well. And then you've got on the content server side, you've got companies like Green Hippo and Pixera who are also making smaller versions of their large servers that they would use in live events that are going to be for installs. Because part of the reason why I think this is going to be a big burgeoning part of the market is not just the price of LED coming down, but also the fact that we have content servers that can drive these that are a lot less expensive, right? Because not everybody's, you're not going to connect a computer to most of these. You're going to connect a lot of content to these. And so that media server, video wall server product is really important. And the prices come down on those and the availability.
And the ease of the installation of these has changed profoundly as well. Back in the day, every one of these iterations was custom. There was many, many times when the infrastructure to support the DVLED tile was 50 to 70% of the cost of the tile. Now that is still potentially the case in very large, very complex deployments, but the disproportionate majority of installs are gonna be very, very cost effective from an infrastructure standpoint now too. So all three of them coming down in cost is what's making this more deployable. And also, interestingly enough, the people who are getting involved in these projects now, there's multiple different entrants into the space. One of our partners, TSI Touch, ironically, is deploying the tile and our infrastructure and their touch product because customers are going to different types of suppliers now to provide the product to them. So lower barriers to entry than there historically have been to the category as well.
Well, I guess one of the advantage of the, and by the way, the product line is the DS-LEDUNV for Universal. One of the advantages of speccing that product would be that if you decide to change brands halfway through the project, right? Or, let's be honest, sometimes it comes down to availability. You don't have to change the way you were mounting it, installing it, and the plan that you had there. Because I guess the idea would be you could spec your Universal mounting system and then you don't have to worry about which brand of LED and you just pick the LED at the last minute.
That's correct, Gary, but there's a caveat to your statement that's really, really important too, which is the evolution of tiles on the part of the OEMs, right? And so if our partner at Sony, if our partner at LG, if our partner at Samsung or Unilumin goes out and sells a job and they determine that in order to fulfill for that job on time, they can't ship all of the same panel. They need one to be product X and the other to be product Y. It doesn't matter with our DS-LED UNV product. No matter what shows up, they're going to be able to hang it, assuming that the tile is, of course, compatible with the other tiles that are on site.
Well, you also mentioned the fact that it's not just compatible. I'm assuming, because not all of them are using the same form factor mechanically for their, that's what's unusual and what's unique about what you're doing here. It doesn't even matter which form factor. You're not locked into 55-inch tiles. You're not locked into 16:9 aspect ratio. You're not locked into any of that. It's just LED is LED. It doesn't really matter.
That's right. On the one-to-one solution, it comes in different lengths depending upon the size of the cabinet.
Sure.
The box is extremely small. So if you order, for example, a longer extrusion than the tile that shows up, you may have to be doing some cutting up extrusion in the field, but you can still use the mount that is on site without having to wait for another one to show up.
Yeah, that's nice. And we're showing that here, how that actually mounts on the screen. All right. Well, you're in at Infocom in the West Hall, which is the newest hall, W1725. Obviously, Peerless AV is going to be a stop for everybody. You're actually, interestingly enough, between LG and Samsung. So as you go visit them and see the new display products that they're going to show, both of them are showing new LED products, as we know, because they showed them at ISE. Then ultimately you can, stop by Peerless on the way. So they should.
Yeah, no matter what they come out with, we've already got the solution for it. So we're excited for their product evolution as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, W1725, Nick, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate your support of everything we do at the shows and, I wish you best of luck. I'll see you there live myself. Thanks, and yeah, and may the force be with you. So thank you very much for joining me, and we will see you at InfoComm. Don't forget, all of our InfoComm coverage is at raypubs.com/InfoComm. And of course, you can click on any of the links wherever you're seeing or watching this video cast right now, and that takes you directly to the Peerless product line that we just talked about, the DS LED UNV. Yeah, everyone, have a good day.
Have a good day.